T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
I need women who have planned their wedding and have gone through the wedding process and had a successful wedding to call right now, 404-741-9400, because I need help. Need help in two areas. We're going to discuss one now, and then we'll discuss one the next break, okay?
The countdown to Jeff's wedding day is on. How long?
Less than 100 days. We're at like 90, 94, I think, something like that. So here's the deal. We had a deadline, okay, that is today, and we both kind of forgot about it to this weekend, until this weekend. And they're both related to getting things to the printer, okay?
Okay.
So I have an idea for one thing. And I need to run this idea past some women because Callie is like, no. She's like, that's dumb. She's like, I appreciate the creativity and I appreciate the, she appreciates everything about it, but she's like, you can't do that at a wedding.
Okay, what is
it? You can't do that at your, at the reception thing. It's just not allowed. So here's the background. And once again, 404-741-9400. If you're a woman who has planned and executed your own wedding, I would just like other women's opinions. I'm going to start with you, Jen.
Okay.
We are getting married. The marriage ceremony and the reception all takes place in the same building. So the wedding ceremony happens. The guests all move to a separate area of the building. And
have a cocktail hour.
Cocktails are served. And then the room gets switched around. Then they move back to the original area where the party will take place, the reception, okay?
Cool.
So there will obviously be, at the cocktail party, cocktail napkins. And months ago, like when we first started planning the thing, I said, I don't want to spend money on stupid stuff. And to me, cocktail, like monogrammed fancy cocktail napkins, like I think we're at a wedding. And like cocktail napkins that have like the monogram, that's stupid. Like, you just, what do you do with it? You set your drink on it. It's stupid.
But it's cute. It's a nice personal touch.
Stupid. So I just said,
by the way, I still have a box of those in my basement.
Exactly. So I just said, let's save money on that. We'll do other things that are cool. But that's stupid. And it, that kind of became the running joke throughout the whole wedding planning process to this point. It's like, well, as long as you don't have monogram cocktail napkins, you'll be okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's kind of like the running joke. Okay. You need to know that. Between Callie and I.
Got it.
Okay. We have to decide what we're going to do with cocktail napkins today.
Okay.
Okay. If we're just going to have plain ones, if they're going to be monogrammed, if they're going to be monogrammed simply.
Seems like a monumental decision, but I promise you, fast forward 1 year, you won't even remember.
I know. So, Jen, I'm going to give this to you. And we have Elise on.
Okay.
Hey, Elise, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I've written down my idea for the cocktail napkins. Okay. This is what I want printed on the cocktail napkins. And Callie is like, I think it's very creative and funny, but no, it's not appropriate.
This is genius.
You okay. Like it?
Yes.
You're on Team Jeff?
Here's what it's going to say.
Okay, this is what I want it to say.
On the napkin, it will say, quote, I do not want monogrammed cocktail napkins at our wedding. Monogrammed cocktail napkins are stupid. End quote, Jeff Dollar. Quote, fine. We won't have monogram cocktail napkins at our wedding. End quote. Callie Riggs. Now Dollar. Hashtag compromise.
Oh my gosh.
Is that brilliant?
I love it.
Yeah, that's really funny, actually.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
But it's really funny, but I see where Callie's coming from.
Oh, really?
She's been planning this for over a year.
But this is going to be a cocktail napkin everyone will remember.
Yes, that's
they will
what
take
I said.
Pictures of it. They will post it on Facebook or Instagram. They will hashtag it.
Yes.
I think you should also have hashtag $2.
Oh yeah, our wedding.
I mean, you know what? She's going to have her fancy napkins while y'all are eating dinner. So whatever, just do the fun ones.
I think that's so smart.
I like them.
I like them too.
Thank you. Oh, hold on.
It'll be one of those things people talk about.
Hey, Monica.
If you just have your regular old monogram, nobody will remember it.
I know. Monica, did you hear the idea?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you hear the cocktail napkin idea?
I didn't hear the idea. They had me on hold.
All right, I'll tell you. The cocktail napkin idea is that on the napkin, I will put my quote, which is, I do not want monogrammed cocktail napkins at our wedding. Monogrammed cocktail napkins are stupid, end quote. And then it'll be attributed to me. Then beneath that, we'll say, quote, fine, we won't have monogrammed cocktail napkins at our wedding, end quote. And then it'll be Callie's name underneath that, because that's her quote. And then at the bottom, it'll say, hashtag compromise.
I love it. I think you should definitely
Thank
do
you.
It.
See? It's
Excellent.
Great.
I think you definitely need cocktail napkins.
Yeah,
but
I'm not.
You're personalizing it that much is very, very cool.
Thank you very much. All right, so now we are three in favor. Well, Erica was like 2.5.
And it's funny because, I don't know, you're a comedian. It's funny.
It's funny.
It's a joke.
Fun and funny.
It's representative of your personalities.
Fun and funny in relationships. That's what I like to talk about all the time. Sherry in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Hi. I would like to make a suggestion. Like Jen, I have a box of napkins still in the basement, but there are so many napkins now that you can buy that just have a simple monogram on them. So you can save money instead of going and spending it, which I know makes you happy, but it will also make your fiance happy. Just go get some with a pretty monogram D already on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have them long after you're married. It doesn't have to have your wedding date on there. And you will continue to use them when you have people over. You can wrap it around your beard. You
but yeah, but what you're talking
That's
about.
Smart.
Yes, but you are describing the khaki cargo shorts of the napkin world. Like, does anybody remember that? No, not one person. I want memorable. I want fun, funny, memorable, upbeat. So I'm going to disregard Sherry's vote because it doesn't count. Non-registered. She's an unregistered voter.
Sherry's vote is actually really smart for everybody else listening planning their wedding. Because could I reverse it, I would just not have our wedding date on there. I would have just done our monogram, and now I would have a box full of napkins in my basement that I could actually use.
Or what I need to do is I need to find somebody who has the same exact initials that I have that got married in the past few years and have them go to their basement, and I'll just give them $30 for all their leftovers.
Not even. You'll just take it off their hands.
Just take it and get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's just
all
a
right.
donation.
That's wedding problem number one solved. Let's get to wedding problem number two next. I want to, again, be creative with the RSVP cards. Okay?
Uh-oh.
I don't want it to say will attend or will not attend. I want it to be a little more creative. I want it to be a little more fun, a little more whimsical.
Uh-oh.
Like, I want it to say, I will be there or I will be square. Something like that. 404-741-9400. Need your creativity.
You can't win them all, dollar. Hashtag compromise.
I love this crowdsourcing my wedding thing. It makes life so much easier.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.